Hello everyone and welcome to our daily manna. Let's open our Bibles together in the Gospel of Luke chapter 17 verses 20 to 37. Once some Pharisees asked Jesus when the kingdom of God would come. He replied, "The coming of the kingdom of God is not something that can be observed, nor will people say, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is,' because the kingdom of God is in your midst." Then he said to his disciples, "The time is coming when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. People will tell you, 'There he is,' or 'Here he is.' Do not go running off after them. For the Son of Man in his days will be like the lightning, which flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by his generation. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so also will it be in the days of the Son of Man. People were eating, drinking, marrying, and being given in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be just like this on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On the day, no one who is on the housetop with possessions inside should go down to get them. Likewise, no one in the field should go back for anything. Remember Lot's wife? Whoever tries to keep their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life will preserve it. I tell you, on the night two people will be in one bed, one will be taken away and the other left. Two women will be grinding grain together, one will be taken and the other left." "Where, Lord?" they asked. He replied, "Where there is a dead body, there the vultures will gather." God bless us from the reading of His Word. As we journey through this continuing Lenten season, we draw nearer to the perilous cross. We realize that Jesus Christ paid a great price for our salvation. Therefore, He determined to go to Jerusalem as spoken in the Gospel of Luke chapter 9, verse 51. As our Almighty Savior, Jesus remained obedient to His Father in heaven. Jesus revealed to us the will of God concerning our salvation. As our High Priest, He offered His body as the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. And now, as our eternal King, He reigns over us through His Word and Spirit, always sustaining and preserving us for His kingdom work. God calls us to join in this Lenten journey as prophets, priests, and rulers in serving to the King. Let us too participate in God's great work of redeeming love through worship, prayer, sharing His message, and bestowing blessings upon others. May we grow closer to God and help others come into His presence. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for planting new life in our hearts. May we continue to live for Your glory and majesty under the guidance of the one true prophet, High Priest, and King. Lord, please forgive us for our sins, shortcomings, and mistakes that we commit throughout the day. Guide us in the right direction to continually walk in Your righteousness. Lord, always keep us in Your sight, and we humbly ask You to continue Your blessing and even to our families throughout this day. Please, Lord, keep us healthy, safe from all harm, and lead us with peace. Guide us, Lord, in our studies and grant us wisdom to understand Your teachings, the Holy Scriptures, and to do what is right at all times. We pray in Your powerful and precious name, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. The words of Jesus in today's verse remind us that if we cling to the things of this world instead of seeking the kingdom of God, we risk losing the eternal life that God has for us. If we accept and embrace our true identity guided by the Spirit, we can also experience eternal life in Jesus Christ. As we progress to be more like Christ, we may lose aspects of our current life, but gain much more, eternity with Him. God bless us and Shalom.